In 3, 2, 1. All right, lean back.
I like the music.
You like them? You usually can't hear the music, right? So this time, that's why I brought this along, doing this. And last time I forgot this. I have to introduce you. I forgot to introduce us last time. I'm Ishan Lalit.
I'm Ritu Lalit.
And this is the Book Chat. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And today we're reviewing... what are we reviewing?
Kindred Spirits by Mark Antony and Ellen Porras.
Wait. Let me go on Goodreads to open this. Because we have somewhere lost the Kindred Spirit. who did you say it's by?
Mark Antony.
Mark Antony. That reminds me of that singer, you know.
That reminds me of the Roman.
Wow. 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 That, yeah, well. the Roman, what was
Cleopatra's
he?
Cleopatra's lover.
Yeah, but what was he? Was he?
He was a senator.
No, he was one of the tries. What were they called?
Triumvirate?
Ah, he was one of the triumvirate, right?
Yes.
And he had Egypt under his belt.
And Cleopatra. And he also sired a child by her.
Yeah, who never made it.
She was, the daughter, I think, was taken away. But we are digressing.
Yes, we have to talk about Kindred Spirit. And I'll be reviewing Magic Binds by Ilona Andrews. So are we going to start with your book or mine?
We can start with my book.
Go ahead.
Kindred Spirits. It's a fascinating tale of two misfits.
Wait, let me read this. This is interesting. I just opened up the Goodreads page, okay, people? And it starts with Kindred Spirit, Dragonlance, Meeting Sectet 1. Okay, Magic and Murder. When Flint Fireforge, Dwarf, and Metalsmith receives a wondrous summons from the Speaker of the Sun, he journeys to the fabled elven city of Qualinost, where he meets Tanis, a thoughtful young born of a tragic union between elf and man. Tanis and Flint, each a misfit in his own way, find themselves unlikely friends. Something has to be said about the hyperbole in this paragraph.
Give the man a break. He wanted to sell his book.
Oh, well, I would do the same thing.
Yeah, so would I.
So it's by two authors.
Yeah, Mark Antony and Ellen Porath.
That's going to be a common theme today. Two authors writing a book. Look, people, I'm writing a book. Okay? This is my mother sitting here. I wouldn't trust her. I won't give my book to her. And she wouldn't do the same thing. Would you trust me for co-authoring a book?
You'd shred my input into pieces. My ego cannot survive that. I would rather avoid it.
Same here. You would most probably go like, no, this doesn't work. And I would be like...
you know us authors. We are the worst critics possible.
We are really horrible. We are really horrible. So it's a major, you know, it's a major thing.
It's like trusting someone with your newborn infant, yeah? You're giving a theme to somebody and taking inputs from that person.
And if your inputs do not match, because you are thinking, when you're writing a book, you're thinking about 3 or 4 steps ahead, and your inputs don't match, and you go like, okay, these are my pointers, and this is what I'm going to follow. And she goes like, yeah, but this doesn't match this input, and this doesn't match that input, plus I have to put these parts in, because I want to put my stuff in, and it would
unless
amount
you,
to homicide.
Yes. Yes, at the very least.
All right. And so tell us about this book. What is it about?
There is this boy called Tanis or Tantalus who is actually the speaker of the sun's...
What's the speaker of the sun?
He's... well, you could call him the king of Kolinost, okay. The elven place.
Why can't we just say king in the description? Well, anyway.
It's so that you, they didn't say it because you had to ask that question. They probably wanted that.
Okay.
Okay. So, the speaker of the sun's brother gets murdered by this thing, band of brigands, and his wife gets raped. So, she survives as long enough to give birth to this child. She wanted to know whether it was her husband's child or the product of rape. The moment she realizes that the child is part human, she dies.
Oh, okay.
And the elves are racist. They don't like humans.
They want to make elf great again.
Yes, they want to make elf great again. So, but the speaker of the sun, he takes the child and makes him his ward.
Mm-hmm.
The boy grows up in the court and develops a fairly resentful outlook.
On elves?
Yeah. Elves hate him. The feeling is reciprocated. And naturally. And then the speaker of the sun, he's one of those liberals, you know. He's a forward-thinking person. And he invites this dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
Who the elves don't like either, even though they reluctantly accept that he is very talented.
Mm-hmm.
So these two outcasts become friends. And there are murders. And Tanis gets implicated. And Fireforge.
What is Fireforge?
The dwarf.
Oh, Flint Fireforge, okay. Yes.
How predictable. He's Flint and Fireforge because he works metals. And so Flint Fireforge becomes the detective.
It's a detective story?
It's a murder mystery.
Okay, give me a good reason why I should be interested. And the silence is deafening.
Yes, because I wanted something fluff. I wanted something lighthearted to read.
Okay, it's a lighthearted book.
It's funny as hell. I mean, like, Flint Fireforge has a mule who falls in love with him.
A mule?
Yeah.
Like in a animal?
Yeah, she chews up her rope. And which she's tethered with. She breaks up doors because she wants to be with Flint all the time. And he spends most of his time trying to hide from the mule. This is really funny.
Oh, boy. You have some really strange ideas about, you know.
Well, I think it... I just... channeled in my adolescence, I think. And I
so this
it.
Is a so basically we're looking at a young adult book.
It's a young adult book.
Which is, oh, this has got a 3.8 rating on Goodreads.
I can understand because young adults will are desperate to fit in. Mm-hmm. You know, outcasts have a special place in their hearts.
You know, the half-breeds. Mm-hmm. Half-breeds usually do very well in fantasy. take that Rydia.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. So half-breeds really do well in fantasy. So how does that do over here? If I'm comparing it to Rydia and the heart.
No. This is not a mature book. This is lighthearted. There are not many places where I would think it's deep and well thought. It is something which you will go for a one reading and dismiss it. Frankly, 3.5 stars is very strange to me because I would give it 2.5.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
I enjoyed it.
I see.
I enjoyed it. It's well written.
But this is a series.
Yes,
as you can see, this is a series. And it's done well.
It's done well.
It's done well for itself. I hate the cover. I absolutely hate the cover.
Well, it's a young adult thing, yeah?
When did this come out? Let's see. It's 1991. That's old.
It just, I mean, it was just a suggestion on Audible when I was searching for fantasies. So I said, okay, why not?
All right.
It's very well narrated. Very, very well narrated.
Okay. And do you see the parts where the input of Ellen Porath comes in, where Mark Anthony comes in?
No, this was seamless.
Because Neil Gaiman and who was that other woman? I'm forgetting her name. Okay, they did Good Omens, right?
I haven't read the book.
Okay, so they did it, but you can always make out where the input comes in, where the input does not. And there is a hash of it.
I like Mark Anthony. I think he's an excellent writer. And I find Neil Gaiman childish. Don't kill me, America. I know you like him.
No, a lot of people consider him childish.
He's very infantile.
Yeah, there are a lot
of... very infantile. This is a much better thing. I mean, I read The Cottage Beyond the Sea or whatever by Neil Gaiman before I read this book. Frankly, this is a relief.
Okay. And yet you still give it 2.5 stars.
I have heard so much of Mark Anthony that I expected more.
Okay. It was expectations, great expectations.
Yeah, it was kind of an anticlimactic.
All right, now let's move on to my book. The one, first of all, this is from the Kate Daniel series, Magic Binds. Okay, it's from the Kate Daniel series. It's Ilona Andrews. Okay, so this book, let me give you a preface. Like, first of all, Ilona Andrews are Ilona Gordon and Andrew Gordon, a husband-wife pair who write these books. And they're really, really famous for doing this. I've been a fan of them since the first book, which was Magic... What's it called, man? Okay, Magic Bites. Okay, I've been a fan of their books since then. And I have... It's one of my guilty pleasures. It's no... There is, okay, the magic system in this book is amazing. Okay, magic comes in waves. There is a technology wave, there is a magic wave. Magic is coming back to Earth, and it's killing technology everywhere. So...
Such a tough fun.
Yes, that's where... And that's where Andrew Gordon excels. Magic is coming in, technology... So at the point of time, guns will work. Okay, then magic hits, guns stop working. Now you have to go back to crossbows or magic.
Utter fun.
That is brilliant. Okay, but it was brilliant for the first 5 books. Then you start taking it for granted.
Okay.
This is book number 9.
Okay.
So somewhere along the way, it became... it were from... fantasy, amazing fantasy fiction, groundbreaking fantasy fiction. It went to like Fast and the Furious.
Let me get this. Which technology is more reliable? Technology or magic in this world?
I would say they both are. Well, technology is slowly deteriorating, so you can see technology going down.
But it still works, right?
Sometimes. Like sometimes the phone lines will work.
Okay, it's unpredictable.
Yeah.
Magic is predictable?
No, because again, the magic...
It's just coming in.
Yeah, so magic waves stops.
So it's very chaotic.
So start picking up your phone and stop putting, put down those parchments.
So it's very chaos, very chaotic.
Yeah, that's the world Andrew Gordon built. And I know this because on Audible, I picked up their podcast and heard them both talk about it. So this is the world Andrew Gordon built. But the main lead is by Ilona Gordon, okay?
The girl.
Yeah, mm. Kate Daniels. Mm. Like the amazing character, amazing character. Yeah, brought up from birth to be a killer, okay, to survive in this world because somebody's hunting her. Somebody's hunting her, which you by the end of the second book, you learn is Nimrod, the great Nimrod, sorcerer, who slept through the technology era and has woken up and is her father.
So he wants to kill his daughter?
Well, yeah, sort of, yes. He's complicated.
Oh.
Okay, she's in love with the Beast Lord. Okay, she's in love with the Beast Lord. And at book number 9, they're both marrying. The Beast Lord is Curran, again, a character written by Andrew Gordon, which is amazing. Curran is a cat. He's a lion.
He changes shape. He's a shapeshifter.
He's a shapeshifter. And the king of shapeshifters.
Okay.
Okay, so we've gone through this whole phase until book 7, where he was the Beast Lord, until he just quit. He was done. Okay, so he left his...
Is that even possible? I mean...
Nobody argues with Curran.
Okay. That's a point. Good point.
When the shapeshifters look at him, he's like, oh, he's total Beast Lord and he will rip your head off if you encroach on his property. And Kate Daniels is his property. He's okay. A full-on cat, right?
Okay.
And curious. So there are moments where Kate is not telling him. So he's like, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me. We're not talking about this. All right. When will he talk about this? Soon. When is soon? So it's one of those awesome, awesome, like a normal person would bang his head in, but he's all Beast Lord. So, and her father hates that she's powerful. And she's just become powerful. In this book, she goes, her father is going to most probably kill Curran because her father is like, he's almost like a god. Okay, in this book, he's going to kill Curran and put her somewhere in a box and take her son.
Oh.
Okay, so we're dealing with serious issues over here.
Okay.
And it's all dark and shit. But there is humor, so much humor in this book, which is amazing. Plus, there's a war. Her blood, they're magical that they can take over lands and use the land's magic to protect it.
Okay.
Her father is encroaching on her land. Because he's the great Nimrod, and he's going to take over the world.
Ah, world domination.
Yeah, he's... Or at least right now, all of America, except for this small piece of land, yeah. Atlanta.
Okay.
This is like... The picture they paint in this book is amazing because the lands are falling apart. You know, the technology, the bridges are falling apart.
Yeah.
Okay, but some bridges are holding up.
I have read a couple of Ilona Andrews books.
Yeah.
So I know that.
So, like, Roland is coming to her, and there's a war happening. There are vampires. Okay, vampires in this book, okay, are brainless monsters.
Zombies with blood-sucking powers.
They're bloodsuckers. They're not... if you leave them... If there is no controller, if you just leave them, they go on rampages. They go...
Okay.
They're absolutely indestructible. Okay, except for the guys who are their operators, who work for Roland.
Okay.
And the Lykwe, they call it the Lykwe virus, which converts humans into vampires, okay, when they die. And they have, and these, you need these telepaths, controllers who would hold them, and they are an army. There is, in this book, there is a war, there are vampires, there are shapeshifters, there's magic, there are gods.
And there are guns.
Yeah, until they stop working. And then you have to take out swords and crossbows. This, they are ending the series. They're talking about ending the series, okay? But it's come down to that... this final book came down to that huge, this book, well, not the final book, came down to this huge crescendo, which left me completely enthralled. I love this book. I love this book. And as I said, it's my guilty pleasure, but everybody keeps actually asking me, like, you read this stuff? You know, this is Kate Daniels.
Yeah, it's like saying it's Barbara Cartland or Mills and Boons for fantasy lovers.
No, because even fantasy lovers go like, didn't you have a Michael Sullivan book to read or something like that?
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I've read all of these and I'm hooked. But looking at the rating, it's 4.61 on Goodreads.
It's something that young people would like. They don't give me that. Even Alcatraz has fantastic reading ratings.
Well, those are Brandon Sanderson fans. You do not F with Brandon Sanderson fans. They leave you hate. They dislike your video so much that it is found somewhere at the bottom of...
The bile, yeah.
Of chaos. Of the undernet. There is the... The dark internet.
No, but I think it's the 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds who would love Alcatraz series. Frankly, I read them.
Yeah, well, it is Alcatraz and the evil librarians, right?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. But then I wouldn't do a book chat about it.
Okay. But Magic Binds is... There are sex scenes in this book. Every book has... Very heavy-duty sex scenes. Okay. So it is mature.
Oh.
So I don't think it's like that. Like the whole Bauda clan. The whole Bauda clan, these are hyenas. Okay. The whole Bauda clan, the men are just, are all playboys. They're all playboys. So... And they got these flirty things going on, and women throwing themselves at them. So there is a lot of mature theme over here. It's not like Alcatraz, but that's what people keep saying. It's like, is that fantasy sex scene kind of a book? No, it's actually much more. I love this book. I love Ilona Andrews, and I'll say it. I'm putting myself out there, internet. Don't kill me. All right. So I would give this... I like this book, so I'll give this 4. There is, it's no way close to 4.61. Actually, I would actually give it 3.8 if I could, but 4 it is. And your book is 2.5. So I had a better time than you.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Sadly enough.
Okay, so tell us, what's next? What are we reading next?
I'm reading that... I was telling you that series that I've bought now. Codebreakers.
Codebreakers?
Yes.
What is Codebreakers?
I haven't yet started it. But it's supposed to be something very similar to Ready Player One and all those kind of things.
Ooh, I would like to get my hands on this. Who's it by? We'll find it out. We'll find it out. By the way, we got a review. Michael J. Sullivan's Age of Myth.
Okay.
Okay. He's coming up with a new book, so let's review that.
I've just spent a whole lot of money on Audible, so I would first like to read Codebreaker, but I've read Age of Myth, so I can do it.
Yeah. All right, so let's... And then we can come back to Codebreakers.
Yeah, it'll take me some time to read it.
All right. All right, people, that's up. That's from us, all from us. I'm Ishan Lalit. You can find me at Ishan Lalit. That's Ritu Lalit. You can find her at Phoenix R2. Horrible, horrible handle.
But it's unique.
What's wrong with your name? Anyhow, you put it on every book you write, don't you? So well, there's nothing wrong with the name. So that's all from us. We'll see you next time.